Hello and welcome. This is the top five on Press TV. The United States has threatened the Syrian government with a strong response in case of a chemical attack on the terrorist-held region of Idlib.
Chemical weapons in Syria. The response of the Trump administration when we had unmistakable proof twice, once in April of 2017 and once in April of this year, was to use force against the Syrian regime because of the use of a weapon of mass destruction that the Trump administration found unacceptable. We've tried to convey the message in recent days that if there's a third use of chemical weapons, the response will be much stronger. Been in consultation with the British and
Bolton French added that the U.S. is in agreement with Britain and France over this issue. U.S. officials have accused Damascus of planning to launch a chemical attack on Idlib as the Syrian army and its allied forces prepare for an assault to purge terrorists. Russia, however, has warned Washington against any aggression towards Syria, accusing insurgents of planning a false flag chemical attack to justify a Western strike. Damascus has also emphasized a possible staged assault on civilians that will be used to blame the Syrian government. To discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst. Thank you very much, Mr. Jatras, for joining us on Press TV now regarding this issue. Well, we have been reading news about Russians telling us that there will be a false flag chemical attack on Syria, which the West will be using as an excuse to attack the Syrian government. On the other hand, we see once again the Western governments, including the United States, insisting that if there is a chemical attack, they will be launching an attack, of course, on the Syrian forces. Now, the thing is, we don't know whose side we should listen to. Which one of them is telling the truth?
I think we should take the warnings from Washington very seriously, not because they seriously expect the Syrian government to use chemical weapons. And personally, I very much doubt that they think even the accusations they're making are true, that they are doing it knowing that the Syrian government is not going to launch a chemical attack, has no reason to do so, in anticipation of a false flag chemical attack by the terrorist forces that the Russians have been openly warning about. And unfortunately, I don't think that deters the people around President Trump at all, whom I'm afraid are not telling him the truth about what's really going on.
So do you believe that the U.S. is going to carry that attack anyways, just because it wants to stop Damascus from making gains?
I hope not. My best case scenario, and even I don't believe this, is that if there is no chemical provocation from the terrorist side, then people in Washington can beat their chests and act all tough and say, look, we deterred them from using chemical weapons, and then allow the Syrian army to proceed with clearing out the terrorists from Idlib. That would be the best case scenario. But my fear is that virtually everybody in the Trump administration does not share the president's view that we should get out of Syria, and they are going to use this as a pretext by hook or by crook to keep us dug into that country and maybe even to force a confrontation with the Russians.
And one final note quickly, Mr. Jatras. Well, this is the last region in which terrorists are actually stationed, and if the Syrian government attacks Idlib and gets control of the region, basically the war will be over. How likely do you see this from happening?
I think the offensive is going to succeed, and that's why I think that there is a desperation, really, on the people who want somehow to salvage what is a losing hand in Syria to do something desperate and extremely dangerous.
Thank you very much, Mr. James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst, with his take on the situation in Syria.